Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't think that socialism and communism have been this popular since Boris and Natasha on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show. 7:23 here on Houston's Morning News. Vance Ginn joins us from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. It's young Americans. Of course, they've been indoctrinated pretty thoroughly in all this, Vance. Everybody loves free stuff, especially young people who maybe have never worked a day in their lives and have no idea about anything other than free stuff. That they've always gotten free stuff. What do you think?
It's great to be with you this morning, Jimmy, and I think you're right. I mean, free sounds great, right? We all have something for free. The problem is that nothing is free. In a world of scarcity that's in the real world that we live in, we don't live in some fantasy world where you can just get free things. So there's always going to be a cost to this. And unfortunately, as you said, a lot of younger folks have been indoctrinated that socialism is the right way to go. But whenever socialism has been tried, it has failed every time.
Well, sadly, once it's gone, once your liberty, once your ordered liberty has given way to all this freedom that young people seem to think they have under this administration, sooner or later you have to pay the piper, don't you?
You really do. And it's all really about control. You know, the way that I think about it is capitalism gives the individual control. It's a bottom-up approach that allows for market exchanges, and for people to be able to satisfy their desires because they get to keep whatever they make. Whereas in socialism, it's a top-down approach of command and control to where you don't keep what you make, the government's going to take it from you. How is that free?
Well, and the obedience level that is required for you to be successful. You have to become a proud party member. You have to toe the party line. You have to do what you're told to do by the government, or you have no chance of success, do you?
No, that's right. That's right. And unfortunately, it's dealing with a lot of the politics that we have here in the United States, right? I mean, if you think about the amounts of money that they're spending at the federal level, the Biden administration has put forward a $6 trillion in new proposals. $6 trillion. That's more. So that's just for one over the last couple of weeks now that he's put these out. That's more than every country's GDP except for the United States and China.
Have we crossed the line yet? I mean, we were approaching like 50% of Americans are either getting government welfare of some sort or they are actually physically employed by the government. Have we hit that threshold yet? What happens when we do?
Well, that's such a great point. I mean, when you have that much dependency, that is a system really of socialism, not of capitalism, where you would have a flourishing civil society where we're helping each other out with communities and friends and churches and nonprofits and things of that nature. And instead, we're being more and more dependent on government. And I think that's why we're seeing so much angst out there overall. If you think about healthcare, is dominated by government spending. Education, dominated by government spending. The major sectors of our economy that should be more about capitalism and competition are instead about command and control by government.
All right, Vance, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. By the way, that's even working its way into religion. Look what's going on with Catholic Charities right now, right here in Texas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.